Hello. All right, so this week we find ourselves at the Angry Chair.
In
Seminole Heights. And this Angry Chair, I assume, describes their chairs because their chairs are of a particular note. I would take a picture, but
Do you just want to go off of your thoughts, or do you want the actual what it means?
The Angry Chair itself? Okay, well, let me start with my thoughts. Obviously, some kind of insane plumber has had a fit of some sort and created these bastard chairs. I don't know. I have no idea. They're very, very creepy, though. They've got a metal top.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the chairs here, but it's what I read on their website, which you can go to at
angrychairbrew.com. Angrychairbrew.
Just Google it.
Google.
It's like, you know, when you're pissed, you got your angry chair.
You
That's
sit in
I
it or throw
you
it?
You would throw
it at somebody.
Like a nice recliner.
What?
And you just sit there and just, you'd be mad.
All right, well, I mean, judging from the art on the walls, it looks like it's a chair that you take your aggression down.
That one, that's more of a...
That's a desk chair.
Artist's...
Angry desk chair.
That's how he felt. Well, that one does look like it's missing half of the rim.
So it was beaten.
This is
some sort of chair abuser's fantasy land.
That one, that does look like a picture of what this place used to look like.
Oh, that probably is just a photo, I guess. It's like heavily older. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
So what do you got there?
I got a red ale. It's called Red Ale.
It's called Red Ale.
Mr. Red.
I got the Goza.
Goatsy.
Which I believe is the Goatsy. It's disgusting.
It's delicious. You should Google that as well if you haven't seen it. Right. Seen it. Welcome to the internet.
It's a nice little space.
It is. It's a very dark. They got cool lights and everything's pipes. It's all pipes everywhere.
Yeah, the chairs.
The chairs are
lights.
Made of pipes.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it makes me want to smoke a pipe.
Yeah. Full of some illegal substances.
You know, marijuana. Heroin.
Heroin. Heroin is
meth. Crystallized meth. Meth. You smoke that as well? I don't really know how you do meth, actually.
You smoke it.
You do smoke it.
Snort it.
I will do both. Thank you very much.
We are in the area to find some.
So... okay. Red and the goatsy. The goes up. So what do you want to try first?
Let's go with the red.
The red? Okay, I'm gonna start her off and I'm going to take a sniff. Okay, it's a little hoppy sniff. A hop sniff.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. The color is...
It's a dark, very dark red.
I mean, I can't... It's because of the lighting, I can't tell if it's red.
There is red.
It's very dark, a brownish red.
It had a nice little floofy head. Oh.
I'm digging into something there. Wow, it's a lot more smooth than you'd expect from
the scent.
Yeah, so you've got like on the aftertaste, it's like you still have the hops kind of playing, but it's super smooth, like there's no bite to it.
No, it's got the upfront, almost like it's gonna be like an IPA.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just kind of lingers and slowly goes away. It's not like a real, it doesn't have that same bite at the end that like an IPA would. That's what I've noticed, is like red ales do have that sort of, almost like it's going to be an IPA, but it's not as strong as hoppy.
I don't know much about beer.
I don't know much.
It's good though. This is it's extremely drinkable.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And it's got like all the flavor that you kind of want from
a
heavier.
Hops.
Yeah. It's a bit unexpected. So it's not really sweet. It's not really bitter. It's kind of middle of the road. It doesn't tug you in one direction or the other.
No.
It's just really
it's a nice beverage.
There's music playing here.
There's music playing in Roy's iPhone.
He refuses to put it away. I really like this.
Yeah.
I think I would definitely get it again. Like,
yeah.
No doubt about it. It's a good beer.
After you tried a few, you'd come back to this would be your...
Yeah, I mean, like, assuming I don't find something else.
But that would be something you would...
Yeah, definitely.
There's always been a problem with you.
It seems not with to be that
you,
way.
But
well, in general, like, well, I think part of it is like the your eyes are bigger than your brains, if you will.
Well,
there's so many options at these places that like, and it's constantly rotating. So like, I think it's rare that I would find a beer at a local brewery that I'd be like, I'm gonna buy it again,
right,
because there's so much left to try. Usually, there's so many options, and it's all unique. Whereas like, I mean, when I go to the store for beer, like, I want to get what I know I like.
Right.
And then I'm pretty much set. I mean, like, you know, occasionally I will, you know, venture out.
I just get something that...
Yeah, for the most part. But, like, at a place like this, like, I really do want to branch out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know...
You want to try.
And actually, when I came in and looked over the menu, there were a few that caught my eye. So
they do have they cover it pretty good. They get a couple... I think there's, like, two IPAs. They got And they do mostly feature, there's three or four from Coppertail. They have the cider from Cigar City.
From Papa John's.
Some nerd from Papa John's. Yeah, so they have stuff from, it's not just like we got Heineken. For like, they also feature,
yeah,
you know, which is good to see other brewers.
Putting their back.
Kind of like, hey, we'll also put yours on.
Jacking
which
off.
Coppertail is one that we would like to get over.
Which one is that?
That's the one over outside of Ebor.
Okay, that was what I thought this was.
Okay.
I had too many places in the world.
It's
anyway.
Too many. That's good.
So yeah, I'm pretty happy.
I like
this red.
Like
this red
it.
Red.
You'd go back to it?
I would, yes. Alright, so now we're going to tie the goatsy. Scared. So for the uninitiated,
this is
a goze.
In parentheses, it says sour wheat.
Ooh.
So I'm getting a sour sort of apple, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does almost smell like a cider. I'm excited about this.
I'm not.
Yeah, the one I had before was very citrusy, or like it was super light and fruity, I think.
Where'd you have that?
It was locally brewed. It was one within the local, but I don't remember who it was. It was like sweet. It was like a soda almost. Alright, what are you thinking? Oh shit, I'm terrified.
For a beer, it's very sour. It does have a...
Oh.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's a very sour...
Yeah, it doesn't taste...
It doesn't stick
like
around
like a much of a beer.
It's very quick sour.
It's,
And not like a lemon head or something like that, where you're ooh, your face is
not
looking
puffering.
Stupid.
There's this weird aftertaste I'm getting. It's like a wheat, like a cereal almost. It tastes like those, there are these, like, it's not shredded wheat, but it looks kind of like them. They're, like, brown little wheats, but they got, like, fat tendrils.
Right.
I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know.
I think they're a Quaker brand meal, so I think it's oats.
Right.
So I think that might be what I'm thinking.
Cracklin' oat brand?
It's not Cracklin' oat brand. I don't know what it is. But I think I might get some of that in there, so I'm assuming it's oats. It might be something else, but at the aftertaste, it kind of like there's like a flat underneath everything. There's like a little bit of that. But I mean, I shouldn't have gone crazy on that because like the primary taste you're getting here is like this.
It is a bitter apple, which I don't know if there's any that in there. It's obviously it's a sour wheat, so I don't know what they do to what the process is.
It's good. It's really good. It's not. I feel like both of these beers, they're not too pushy, and I don't feel like grossed out. It's like not too sour.
Yeah.
It's not.
When we were sitting here before we started recording, I did accidentally grab it and take a sip, and I was not expecting it. So after I had it, when I first had it, I was like, oh shit. But then once
he literally shit his pants.
Yeah,
if you can't smell.
It's soaking.
It's sopping. He's got a sopping bottom.
It's good. I know it said sour.
Yeah.
But I still wasn't expecting.
Have you had one of these beers before?
No, but I have had sour ales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very sour, disgustingly sour stuff. Like, I can't do this. Maybe a pint for me would be a little too much, which they do offer 5 ounce, 12 ounce, and 16 ounces, and growlers, which I like because. And, you know, the 5 ounce, it's a nice little something you would have, like, brandy.
The prices are really good.
Really good.
So it's like $5 for the 16 ounce
right.
on most of the beers. I don't know if it was all of them.
Right.
But
pretty much most of them. There's some 4 or 5. I might have seen a 6 in there, but
yeah,
the prices are very good. Very good.
And, like, so both of these beers, to me, I think they're both, like, very
and
solid.
This, I mean, if it was locally brewed, I want to say possibly they got it at the local. They might have got it from here.
I don't know either.
Because I haven't seen this anywhere.
Yeah.
Except for if I'm at ABC buying a six pack or something.
It's very interesting. It is almost like a. It's almost like a cider.
Yeah.
It's very close. It's a little weightier, just like slightly.
And it looks like a cider.
It looks like a cider.
There wasn't much of a head to it.
It drinks pretty much like a cider. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
But it's not super sweet like a cider is. I mean,
there's a little up front mixed in there.
It's mostly tart.
But it's mostly tart, yeah. It's good though.
They're both like, I feel like they're both really well made. Like, I would order both of these again.
Yeah.
Depending on my mood.
Right.
I would get either of them again. Which I don't think I could say definitely not for Florida because we haven't had enough good luck there, I don't think. And then even for Southern, like, Southern, they're pretty consistently good. If all of the beers here are as good as these beers are, like, I feel like it's like a really good middle of the road.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I like the layout of the place, just simple.
It's like a little bar.
I don't even know if there's a bathroom.
There doesn't need to be. There's a corner you can pee.
Exactly.
There's some hobos having sex there right now. You can pee there after they're done.
Just walk outside. I don't know where you parked. You must have parked over there.
Yeah, did you park over?
Yeah, I was the first one here.
Son of a bitch.
I've been here for like 45 minutes, so I've had a few. Meaning, like, 1.5.
I wish I had 1.5.
But yeah, the one, I mean, talk about it later, but I did taste a lot. None of the ones that we had here, I didn't taste any of these. But they're very solid, yeah.
That's good.
I haven't had any problems.
This is like a fucking diamond in the rough.
Right, like I said, you've been kind of like, it's not bad, it's good. But I probably wouldn't order.
Yeah, exactly.
Again. Unless, you know, you went through everything.
And then
you were like, I'm here again. I've had that. I can deal with that. Or I like that.
These are both really good.
If you came back here and you were like, I don't feel adventurous. I don't feel like trying something new.
I wouldn't have any problem ordering any of these.
You know, like way back when we were just like, go to Thunderbox, get Francis Skinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, we were just like, that's perfect. Like, that's...
When you found a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say I found my beer here.
Right.
Neither of these are, like, singing to me.
Right.
Like,
But for this place,
so far, so
like,
good.
Like, very solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if that's a shape of things to come,
it
seems like they got a pretty solid brewery here. You know, I talked to the guy, he said they're doing pretty good. They just opened up in November.
Yeah, I saw them.
So it's only, like, 2-3 months in.
Yeah.
It's good to see. And we were going to talk about it, that law they're trying
to explain it to me, because, like, I listened to the podcast.
Yeah,
I was still working, so I don't know exactly what the deal is.
Basically, there was a law put into place in 1984.
Oh, my God.
In Florida.
All right.
For places to brew on-site and serve it on site. So basically straight from, you know, the fucking, whatever they call that, awesome brew room.
Yeah,
brew and put it into a keg right there on the premise. And that was basically for Busch Gardens. There's a reason Busch Gardens is called Busch Gardens.
Alright.
There's a reason Busch Gardens is called Busch Gardens. It was once owned by Anheuser-Busch. So that's why they wanted to do it. They owned it. So now this, and it wasn't a problem back then for brew pubs. It wasn't a thing. Like, that didn't exist. But now, obviously, these places are popping up all over the place. And I don't think they're happy. They're happy. And I forget the exact name of who it is that's suing. It's basically representing Miller Coors, Anheuser-Busch, all the big, the big three, to force all. If you're a brewer, if you brew something in-house, it would force you to. I'm not sure if it would take this out, but within the laws at this point, it would be. You would have to brew it and sell it on the premises. It would have to be under 10,000 kegs per year.
Okay.
I don't know if that means 10,000 kegs in-house or if they're exporting it to stores like Cigar City. You can find Cigar City beers anywhere. Any gas station is going to be a High Life or something like that. And I don't know if that's covered under the new law, but basically they want to force these places to brew it, find a distributor, sell it to them. They'll take it, raise the prices up in these brew pubs, Angry Chair, Southern Brewing, make them buy it back and raise the price so they can serve it at their bars.
Right.
That's basically what they're trying to do.
They want to force them to basically buy their own beers back from.
And I'm pretty sure. I mean, the biggest distributor here is Pepin.
And what the Pepin?
Pepin. I'm pretty sure it's owned by the Pepins.
Pepins.
Which I've heard some stories about them. I don't want to say that. Let's not go too far.
Sexy story.
Sexy.
So
I know some people that grew up with the kids. And they're the biggest distributor. I know that Florida Avenue distributes with them, so they're set. They're fine.
Yeah.
Like, if this law comes in, they're not in place. Southern Brewing, this place, Coppertail. Ualey probably.
Yeah.
Even though they're a restaurant, they would still fall under that. But they basically don't like these places just making it and selling it in house.
Now, do they have any reasoning on their end, like saying, "Oh, it's dangerous," why?
Basically, they're just like, we want to get these laws worked out because they're not falling within this. Law. I guess there's maybe the place didn't look for loopholes or anything. They're just places that popped up, and they're within their full right to do it. These other big companies don't like it,
right?
So they're like, they want to not only change the law, but twist it into their,
something even more
to benefit them.
Yeah.
So it would be upsetting if it didn't. Because it was for, I think when it came up, it was to help tourism. Because, hey, it's brewed on site at Busch Gardens, drinking, right there, and it would help tourism. They're saying that this doesn't help tourism. Tampa's got a very big craft brewing scene at this point. One of the biggest in the country. So to say it's not, that wouldn't help bring in tourists. There are people that will travel to go to breweries and stuff. I think it's basically they want to force them to go through distributors who are probably owned by Anheuser, owned by
suffering.
Because no one wants shitty beer. No one wants to, because do I want to fucking 30 pack of something. And if you're looking to get drunk, do you want to, like, like, I'll drink this 3.5 beer?
Well, you drink rubbing alcohol.
Or, yeah,
if you really want
to get fucked up, you know, do what I do. Just go into a bar.
Take it in your butt.
It doesn't even have to filter through your liver.
Exactly.
Right in your butt.
And this is what your butt is for.
This is why
Jesus created you with a butt. So you can
do what I do. Go into bars, and when someone orders like a scotch or like vodka, quickly throw a tampon in to soak up some of it.
And then plank it in there.
Plank it in your butt. That's what I thought. See, I was confused when planking was big.
Yeah.
I was like, they're putting that on Instagram?
I think it's both. I think they do. They're standing like that, or they're sitting, but they also have a tampon in there. That's why they have the erect posture. Is because the butt is filled.
It's absorbent. It's hitting their veins.
Yeah. And then they eventually start sagging because
it's
inhibition.
Already it's right into their body. It's a shitty situation.
So it's a stopdoodoo.com.
Stopdoodoo.com. It's on Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
And yeah, you can donate to help.
It's not like just a petition. So what is they're doing like legal fees? Is that what you're supposed to be paying for?
Yes, they are taking them to court, I believe, in March. March 10th, 15th. It's coming up. And what they're trying to do at this point is stop these places from operating until the trial or whatever the lawsuit. So, yeah, that's like a month and a half. They want to shut them down right now until something goes out.
Basically.
But they're within the law. Like, it's not like no one's shutting them down now. So they're, from what I see, they're within their rights. Or else this place wouldn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's going to be like, okay, I'll open up this illegal business. And think that it's gonna, and put a lot of work into it, knowing that they could get shut down.
Mm. Well, so yeah, hit up. We'll put the link in the thing.
Yeah,
link
in the stink. Put the stink in the link.
Yeah. So that we'll be official sponsors of this.
And also look into the story yourself, because I don't remember. This is
Roy might be lying.
Right. Listen.
We don't know.
I'm making everything up. No, but I read
he does take kickbacks from Anheuser Busch. So take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Roy Anheuser.
It's a conspiracy.
Anheuser, it's right there. Bush. And I have a large bush.
He does. I've seen it. It's massive. So check that out.
So check that out. Help out. Support local brewers.
That's what we gotta do.
It's good to have that. You know, Tampa doesn't have too much.
We don't have much.
People shit on Tampa day in, day out.
I poop.
Yeah, poop.
And
every.
It goes to, I mean, like, it's in the toilet usually.
It's in Tampa. At that point in time, that piece of poop is only in Tampa Bay.
Only in Tampa Bay. So, for these beers, if you had to choose one, which would you go with?
I'd go with the red ale.
You go with the red.
Yeah.
I think I probably would as well. The Goza is definitely a mood beer. Like,
you have to be ready for it. There's nothing wrong with it, but it is sour.
Yeah, it's like drinking. It's similar to drinking cider in that. You know,
yeah,
going to have that
that's what I think it would be like a sour apple.
Yeah.
Like,
a scrap.
It's good though, yeah. But I like the red ale.
The red ale is a lot more like you can casually, like, just whenever you want.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
And you get the benefit of having that hoppy flavor without having to, like, you know, fight the IPA with every sip. It's a good beer. They're both solid beers. I would take both any day of the week. But if I had to choose, I'd go with the red.
Me as well.
It'd be a close competition. So we can only finish it. I can finish this one if you want.
Yeah, we can do that. Play it off.
But yeah, so that's probably about it.
Come back here next week.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, if it does stand to be a problem, and it's looking like, you know, we might not have much of a chance. We might want to hit up a couple other, like as soon as
if something. We'll keep an eye out to make sure. I mean, let me add that Cigar City has already said if this happens, they will move. They'll take it out of state.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and this was a while ago when they were talking about going through the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And they were like, if that happens, we're just going to look up. So hopefully they don't.
Yeah, so let it be known that if this does go through, the things that make Tampa Bay good will dwindle quite quickly.
I want to say they do have a lot. They have risen in, like, the amount of breweries within per capita or something.
No
like
doubt.
That.
Like, there's a fair amount here, and they keep springing up. And we've only scratched the surface.
Well, I think I said there's 5 to 6 popping up in Florida. This isn't just Tampa Bay, this is entire Florida, which there are a lot of, you know, Key West and their stuff in Orlando. And that they were seeing 5 or 6 a month popping up.
Damn.
Maybe it wasn't a month.
That's crazy.
Couldn't have been a year because it'd be like whatever. But even 5 to 6 a year is
yeah, that's still
that's
pretty.
A lot.
Because,
I mean, he said there's about 100.
Look, it's Teddy Roosevelt. He's here.
Teddy
Roosevelt. I just want you to know that you can't see
him. In the presence.
I don't know if he's a ghost or if he's like back from the dead, but I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to kiss him on the mustache. So
there's about 100 in Florida. That's a lot.
It's not bad.
I mean,
yeah, it's clearly a booming thing, and it's possible that the boom is endangered.
Yeah.
Endangered boom.
So get it while you can. Get it while it's hot.
Yeah, definitely take advantage.
Or get it while it's ice cold.
Delicious. And support the lawsuit. Figure out what's going on. I'm gonna go home and figure it out too. So
yeah.
Don't feel embarrassed if you don't know. Because, you know, there's always a chance to learn.
Always a chance to learn every day.
Every day.
That's why we're put on earth to learn.
I couldn't have said it by myself. but yeah, I think that's about it.
And the more you learn,
the bigger your
you know gets. You're gonna keep coming back.
Oh, I mean,
past lives. You're gonna get reincarnated. You're gonna learn more.
Yeah.
And once you hit that high, once you hit as much as you can, the mothership comes down, takes you up.
It was the...
Yeah, what happens after, like, okay...
The Hail Bop?
Hail Bop comes, wear your Nikes.
What are those people called?
Was that Waco? That wasn't Waco,
no,
was it?
It was,
Gods.
I can't remember.
That's just,
I don't even remember his name. I don't remember anything.
Wasn't anyway. Jim Jones.
Hail Bop will come.
Hail Bop
will take you, and you'll get to join the other followers who already beat you to the punch. Like, they knew.
Yeah, you nerds. Get out there.
Get on there. Fucking figure it out.
Drink local.
Beer. Local beer.
Local beer.
Support your local
Tampa Bay.
Yeah. We just broke the glass.
Cuts into your phone.
Yeah, that's it.